Yud Dalet Adar Rishon, Purim Koton, Friday the 14th of February, Rabbi Yonason Hughes, Igle Zohar.
Good morning. Lovely to be back, all the way from sunny or wet Richmond. Upon Thames.
Under Thames.
Hazman Kotzava Malachim Arubot, the Stratford upon Avon Areba, Reb Will Stratford said, brevity is the soul of wit, and I'm reminded as a community rabbi that this is true. A colleague of mine was once giving a drosha in the middle of the shul, and he sees his warden, Morris Goldberg, gets up in the middle of his sermon, and walks out. So the rabbi is totally perplexed, and he needs guidance. What's going on? He calms down, he keeps his cool until the end of the service. He goes up to another congregant, and he says, what's going on? My warden Morris, he walks out in the middle of the drosha, what's going on? So the congregant says, Rabbi, you know, Morris needed to get a haircut. Haircut? He couldn't have got a haircut before the sermon? He says, Rabbi, he didn't need one then. Brevity is the soul of wit. Pocatity. We're reminded in this week's parsha that Hashem never actually totally forgave us for the Egel Azov. We're still punished. In fact, I saw a pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he davened, that maybe said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you want to kill Klal Yisrael, then take me out. Mocheini nom nesifrecho. Take me out of your sefer. What happens? His name is nowhere in Parshas Tetzaveh. Why? Because Tak Hashem didn't fully forgive. And therefore, it had to be Mekuyim. And therefore, he is taken out of the sefer. Because we're not totally forgiven. Therefore, the Egel applies to this generation as then. How did the Chet HaEgel happen? After Kriyas Yamsuf and all the Nissim and the Makkos, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Lechemas Amalek, everything happens. Matan Torah. Still we fall at the sin of the Egel. What's going on? How could they sink so low? I saw another pshat from the Chassam Sofer who said when Aaron HaKoyen said, Chag Lashem Mochor. Let's push it off one day. It was stalling tactics. Because what did he think would happen? Every day, what do they get? Falling down from heaven? The Mon. If they're behaving in this idolatrous way, surely the Mon won't come. So the next morning, the Mon won't fall. They'll do teshuva. They'll be in a panic. They'll be in a frenzy. And therefore, they'll do teshuva and the whole thing will be cancelled. But what happens? Mon falls. If you want to go in a certain direction, Hashem opens the door for you. To maintain the equilibrium of free will. Anyway, that's en passant. Maisa Ovas Simon Abonim. These are not stories. Rabboisai, these are lessons. That we could also fall into the same trap as the generation of the Egel Azov with the Kal V'Chomer. Unless you believe in Aliyas Adoiris. According to the Manda Omar, we paskin Yeridus Adoiris, we are even more susceptible than the generation that saw those Nisim. What was exactly Klal Yisrael's sickness? Moshe Rabbeinu, he sees Klal Yisrael dancing around the Egel. What's his reaction? He smashes the Luchos. Throw out the baby with the bathwater? Is this good Kiruv practice? Rabboisai, you see someone breaking Shabbos? What do? Rip up the Sefer Torah in front of his face and throw the bits all over him? How does that help? How is that drawing Klal Yisrael close to the Kodesh Baruch Hu? You see them sinning. So you break Torah. The Torah bin HaShemayim. So what's going on? I mean, these tablets, holier than the iPad 1 and the iPad 2, were actually special. Because the Luchos Rishonos you could retain forever. Once you learned the Dvar Hashem from the Luchos Rishonim, Chazal tell us, you would never forget it. Now we're loyme du mishachach. Now we learn and we forget. That's the Luchos Shnias Dika Torah. But the first two were like computers, like the iPads. You would never forget that Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu smashes them? What's going on? And what was achieved by Shvirus HaLuchos? The Midrash is also a sugya in Menachos, tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was shown all the doiras of Klal Yisrael, including the doyer of Rabbi Kiva, the famous Heiliger Tana. And he sees Rabbi Akiva giving a shir. And the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand the shir. V'lo yoda maika omar. They're talking about Zika and Chalitza, Pesula, and all these difficult sugyas. And it says there, Chol shadaitai shel Moshe. Moshe became despondent. He became a little bit disappointed, dejected. Yesh lecha adam kazeh. Moshe Rabbeinu Paskin, this should be Akiva Rabbeinu. Not Moshe Rabbeinu. Akiva was on such a level, he couldn't even understand it. And therefore, we have another question. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't chap. He didn't get the shear. What's going on? I mean, you've got the God Lador, he comes into the room, says, I don't understand the shear. The Maggid shear's in the dock. Not Moshe Rabbeinu. But here, Moshe Rabbeinu seems to be saying, what's going on? I can't understand the shear. We should have Rabbeinu Akiva. Akiva Rabbeinu, he should be the one who's leading Klal Yisrael. So I want to understand again. Loikom Yisrael, be Yisrael k'moshe oid. There is no greater London than Moshe, surely. But he doesn't get the shear. So what's going on? How did we sin with the Egel Azov? What was the purpose of Shviras Aluchais? What does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't chap the shear of Rabbi Akiva? Yitz Hashem will try to find some answers this morning. The parasha begins with Machas Yitz HaShekel, the half shekel. And somehow, Chazal tell us, this is the antidote, this is the answer, the medicine needed to repair the Chet HaEgel. Refuah lifnei hamakor. So what's great about it? You give 50p and all is forgiven? I mean, you totally rebel and betray a Kodesh Baruch Hu after everything that's happened, and you give your 50p and all is forgiven. What is this, Roman Catholicism? when you go around, you give something and that's it? What's going on? So Hashem tells Moshe that the Hashekel, the Machzis Hashekel, is the Madbea Shel Eish, Tachas Kisi HaKovod. This is the ultimate Kapora. What's going on? So I heard an idea from Robert Salo Radinsky, who's Rosh Hashiva in Muncie, New York. He says that there are two koiches that Klal Yisrael have. One is the koyach of Goinus, genius. We have a Vilna Gaon, we have a Rabbi Akiva Eger, we have a Rashi. That is individual brilliance. And we've been blessed throughout the ages with individual talent of that caliber in Klal Yisrael. That saves Klal Yisrael, the Yechidim. But there's also another power in Klal Yisrael, which is the power of the Tzibur, the power of the collective, of the congregation, the unity of Klal Yisrael. And the Machasis HaShekel represents the whole Tzibur pitching in together in the pursuit of Kedusha. So the Tzibur can stand in lieu of the loss of a Godel. And this is demonstrated in the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Very interesting Gemara there, where Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Chia used to argue. Rabbi Chanina said, if the whole of the Torah was lost from Klal Yisrael, it would be saved based on him alone. Because of his pilpul, because of his Goinus, because of his individual brilliance. But Rabbi Chia responded to Rabbi Chanina. He said, do you argue with me? What do I do to ensure that the Torah will always be with Klal Yisrael? I soak some flax, weave nets, hunt deer, feed its meat to orphans. I prepare parchment from the hides. He writes the Chumash on five scrolls. He goes to a city. He teaches five children the Chumash and six children the Seder Mishnayos. And he says, by the time I get back, they have to have taught other people. He was a Tzibur Dicker Mensch, Rabbi Chia. He built Torah through the Tzibur. Even if he wasn't the biggest Goyin and Tzaddik, maybe he was a Tzaddik, but he wasn't the biggest Goyin, the biggest genius in the town, the Tzibur has the same power. And the Machasis HaShekel, with everyone pitching in and contributing to the Korbanei Tzibur, reminds us that each individual mensch, Yeida mensch, has the koyach to save Klal Yisrael and to be Mechaper for the Egel. But I think that what I wanted to say this morning, the reason why I came across the Thames, which is rising as we speak, to speak to you today, is to share another insight that I think will help us learn and develop the propensity to become a healthier yid. Chazal tell us in Moed Katan, Gemara says there, Im doima rav lo malach Hashem, yivakshu Torah mepiv. V'im lav, al yivakshu Torah mepiv. If your rabbi is like a malach, learn Torah from him. But if he's not like a malach, don't bother. Very perplexing Chazal. It seems to fly in the face of everything we hold dear and true to us. I mean, Asi Lechorav, what's the whole Indian is having a Rebbe. And the Mishnah in Ovis is Aloim Mikol Adam, everybody is your Rebbe. And this is the biggest cop-out. I mean, I can just go around and do whatever I want. Sriris Libi Eilech. That's what we're holding. Parshas Nitzavim. See the Vilna Gaon, how it all parallels with the 6,000 years, the 6 millennia, and how we're holding now in Parshas Nitzavim. And this whole generation is stuck in that matzah. Sriris Libi Eilech. That's what it says in Parshas Nitzavim. We don't like authority anymore. And therefore, what's this? What are we saying? The Gemara is giving a shtempel. Don't have a rabbi, unless he's like a Malach Hashem. No point, walk away. What's going on there? What is a Rebbe? What is a rabbi? If one associates one's entire Yiddishkeit through a connection to a Rav, that can be very dangerous. If your Yiddishkeit is tolui on an individual Rebbe, or a Torah personality, it can get to a level where it can become Shtikal Avodah Zorah. We need Rabbonim for a channel, but not per se. And neither can we get the connection through our wives, our children, even Mitalmidai Yosef Mikulam. You have to have a personal connection to Hashem. And there's no substitute for that personal Dvekus. There was a Rav that I heard about, you probably know him, who became very ill. And he confided in a Talmud, and he said that he had one Charotah in his career. Because when he was ill and far away from his congregation, his tzibur, marriages were falling apart, children were going off the derech, everything was going to pieces, because he said they'd made their entire Yiddishkeit tolly on him. And if there was one charotah he had, is that he didn't create independent talmidim. That of course a shaychus is kosher, but when that shaychus develops into dependence, an addictive dependence on one person, that can be tragic. Es Hashem Aleikecha Tiro L'Rabois Talmid HaChachamim. Es, we didn't know how to darshan until one individual came along and said, Es L'Rabois Talmid HaChachamim. Why is it that in the whole of the Torah, we don't have one overt, clear, behed yiddik aposuk that tells us to have reverence for Rabbonim? We learn it through Es Hashem Aleikecha Tiro. On your way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can be marbe talmidei chachamim. So I heard the pshat that that's the entire essence of what the reverence has to be. The Torah taught it in a way which gives you the underpinning essence of what the mitzvah is. It's not that you have to have a reverence for a rov, because lishma, you need reverence for a rov. But on your way, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, on your way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, fear a rov. So that dynamic, that relationship is what the Torah wants. That you have a rov for guidance, for support, but only en route to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you get sidetracked into an idolatrous situation, which I call godolatry, then that is poison. Es Hashem Aleikecha Tiro, the rabbis Talmidei Chachamim, it's hidden there in the posuk. It's not an over-independent posuk, autonomous, which is mufurish. It's, by the way, on your way to Hashem, revere Talmidei Chachamim. And that could be the pshat in Im Doima Rav L'Malach Hashem Yibakshu Torah Mepiv. If your Rav is to you as a Talmid, like a Malach Hashem, then all is good. What is a Malach? A Malach is Loshen Shlichus. A Malach is a robot. Is a walking zombie doing just the will of Hashem. Doesn't think about anything else, doesn't have free will to get in the way, there's no temptation, there's no Bechira. He's a total robot just doing what Hashem wants. If a Rav is a Shliach Hashem, is a Malach Hashem, Yivakshu Torah Mepiv. Then take Torah from that person. But once you treat the Rav as Hashem himself, Chas V'Shalom, or something which is Doima lemelech and not doima lemalach, that is a problem. And therefore, the Machzis HaShekel, I think, embodies this principle. Each Jew gives his Chatzi Shekel for the Korbanei Tzibur. And even Aaron HaKoina, with all the Begodim, cannot bring that Korban without all of us. Only when we contribute that 50p, that Machzis HaShekel, then we can have the Korbanei Tzibur to teach us. Each of us, Yehi Mensch, has to have his own autonomous, personal connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which doesn't go via the son on the way to get to the father, as in other cults. But we have a direct line to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Machzis HaShekel taught us. That is the antidote to the Egel Azov. You don't have to go through an Egel. You have to understand that your 50p grants you access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Bichvoido of Matzmoy, straight, direct line. As opposed to the Moshe-ism, Moshe dependency, and godolatry. Which is, Moshe Rabbeinu would become a god to them. Yes, they wandered through the Midbar. They experienced the Mon. They experienced all the Makkas, all the Yetzias Mitzrayim, all the Nisim v'Niflois, Kabbalos HaTorah. Everything was Nisim v'Niflois, but it was all Moshe dependent. It was all Tolu and Moshe Rabbeinu. And that disease never left them. So even if you can experience a miracle, if that's being mechazek sheker, then what good is it? Moshe was given Torah directly. We want to understand why he broke the luchos. The luchos rishonim for Moshe Rabbeinu was per el per adaber boy. It was the direct communication between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hashem. But that type of Torah was not necessarily the Torah that Klal Yisrael needed after they demonstrated their peccadillos at the Egel Azov scene. We said Akiva ben Yosef, Rabbi Akiva the Tana, had to schwitz to understand Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu wanders into his shir, he didn't understand it. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu just had the results. He was given the dinim. He was given the maskana of the Gemara. He was given the psak in Shulchan Aruch from Hashem. But he didn't necessarily have to undergo the yegiah, the amelus, to reach that verdict, to reach that end. But when the luchos rishonim were smashed and shattered on the floor, Klal Yisrael had to build up Torah piece by piece in order to get back to where we once were. And that is the matzib of the post-luchos era, which Rabbi Akiva personified more than anyone. Because he had to schwitz. He wasn't brought up as an FFB. He sees some water going on some rock and says, maybe I'll have a go. I'll be persistent. I'll persevere. He had to work from nothing. That was the Torah that Klal Yisrael needed now. Because without the Yegiah, there's no personal connection. Without the Yegiah, it's just a matana. It's what they had previously. It was Moshe-ism, the godolatry. We'll just have it on the plate. Now, they had to build up from scratch, through their own personal connection, through the Machzis HaShekel Dika Torah, through the Torah of Rabbi Akiva, where you have to build it for yourself. And who darshened Es Hashem Alekecha Tira? Rabbi Akiva. Now it all makes sense. And that's what the Gemara says in Nida, that we're all brainwashed with amniotic fluid for 9 months by our first Rosh Yeshiva, Mummy. Some people, yeah, afterwards they try and take them out of yeshiva, but for the first nine months, Alice is fine. She's brainwashing you for 9 months. You come out, the Gemara says what happens. You forget all of the Torah that she and the Malach taught you. Because now you've got to earn it. Now you've got to spend the rest of your life trying to remember and recapture and re-understand from ground zero everything that we once knew. That is the essence of this post-smashed luchos era. That Moshe Rabbeinu understood that we needed, that Rabbi Akiva personified, and what the Machzis HaShekel represents and signifies. That is the antidote to the Egel HaZahav. And therefore, B'sayrosa Yeager, our Yiddishkeit is not dependent upon a thing or a person or a Rebbe. Barnim Atem L'Hashem Aleikecha means you don't go through the sun. You are the son. We're all bonim to Hashem. We have a direct, we can say tata, daddy, father, whatever loshin you say. You can connect to your father immediately. Not through any mediator. That is the relationship we have to have. Rebbeim have to understand this. Talmidim have to assimilate this idea. And the tzibur has to strengthen this message. And it's a surefire way, by the way, not to get disappointed in people. Because if you have your own personal connection, and the Rav is a Malach Hashem, he is the Shliach, but he is not a different route, he is not an independent religious source, then you don't get disappointed in other people, because we have our own connection. Asi l'cho Rav, or some people paskin, Asi l'cho Rav, make yourself into a Rav, is not necessarily the pshat either. The balance to be made is the independent connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with a shaychus to, of course, Das Torah, but not to make oneself into an eagle. That balance is very, very delicate. That's the delicate balance we will have to try and reach in our own situations, our own circumstances. Otherwise, you're into false messiahs. Chasanas. Chasanas. Weddings. Does the Rav marry off the couple? Does the Rav bring Kedushin into that Chasan and Kala's life? According to what we've been saying, no. The Rav is the Masada Kedushin. He gives Seder to proceedings. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is Mekadesh Amo Yisrael Al Yidei Chupa V'Kedushin. And Moshe broke the Luchos and the Moirosha Moirosa, and that wedding of Klal Yisrael was the same process. Moshe understood, he had to communicate to the people, he was not the Mekadesh. He was the Masada Kedushin. And this is the era, in our doir, and the lesson from the Egel Azov that applies directly to us in Northwest 11, or even TW9, where I've come from, is that we have to foster our own personal connection. Our own direct line to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rabbi Akiva Derech, B'Soyrosa Yehege, Yoimun V'Loila, of course with the appropriate influences, but never forget the story, the essence of the Machatzis HaShekel. We all contribute. The power of the Tzibur is equal to the power of the Yechidim. We need both. But if we club together, unify, with our own individual experiences and connections, in Yitzhak Hashem, we will have a total forgiveness of the Egel Azov. Pokadity will be annulled in the era when we can jump in for joy and run with mirth in our hearts to Yerushalayim HaKodesh, with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'mheira V'yomenu, Amen.